today I ran 300 metres with the Olympic flame, and then got down on one knee and proposed to my lovely girlfriend, and then had to run another 300 metres with the Olympic flame, so I left her in a flood of tears after she said yes.
Now, did you know you were... Obviously, you knew you were going to do this beforehand. What was more nerve-wracking, doing that or running with the torch in front of hundreds of people?
It was a combination. I mean, hundreds of people lying in the streets, but the fact that there was, you know, it's live on TV as well, it's just an unreal moment, absolutely amazing moment.
So the Olympic guys who were organising everything knew you were going to do this?
Yes, yeah, they were absolutely over the moon. When I told them, they were all got dead excited. And I mean, the word spread like wildfire this morning. I think it was made everyone's Monday morning a lot more bearable.
Now, what about your fiance? How is she? So you had to leave her, basically, as you said, in floods of tears, very emotional, then carry on running. What's she like now?
She burst into tears. I left her. She's all right. She had a family around her. She's calmed down a little bit now. I've had words. she's had words with me, telling me off. But no, she's over the moon. She's very happy.
And what about your family and your friends? Are they there as well?
Yes, they're all here. Yeah, they're all over the moon. Christine's just saying it's lucky that she didn't give birth, because she's 8 months pregnant as well.
Oh my goodness. Wow, that would have been something.
Kind of quite of an eventful morning. I was nervous, excited. I've been a volunteer for the Red Cross for the last 5 years, doing emergency first aid, and recently qualified to be an ambulance technician with them, all on a voluntary basis. And I've also been special constable for the last 2 years in Cleveland. And it's just to get rewarded in such a memorable way, it's a unique way that's never going to happen again. And, you know, all the community, seeing all the community out there and knowing that, you know, on a night that I'm kind of looking after them in a way, and the community spirit is absolutely amazing. It's just made me feel a little bit warm inside.
Do you get to keep the torch now?
Yes, I've currently, yeah, we've gone to have breakfast, so I've taken it with me, and it's got a centre spot in the on the table for everyone, all my friends and family. We're going to have a big breakfast and nice barbecue this afternoon.